The Devilish Pastor Michelle by Douglas J. Ebach. In the town of Normal, Pennsylvania, there's a little church at the corner of Wilson and Elm. This Halloween, the church's 28-year-old associate pastor, Michelle Tellum, had been invited to a costume party by her new boyfriend, Ian Wells. Michelle was excited about the party, but not so excited about wearing a costume. Michelle and Ian had not been together very long, so Michelle wanted to show him that she was a fun person. But picking a costume was tricky for a woman of the clergy. A lot of the store-bought costumes were very sexy, and Michelle dreaded the thought of someone from the congregation finding her picture on the internet dressed in a skimpy nurse or pirate outfit. After Michelle considered and dismissed dozens of costumes from an online store as either too risque or too lame, she stumbled across one she thought was just perfect, a devil costume. The red unitard came with a demure skirt, and the irony of a pastor dressed as a devil fulfilled the fun requirement. Katie O'Donnell, on the other hand, was looking for the sexiest outfit she could find. Katie was Senior Pastor Henry O'Donnell's 15-year-old daughter. She had recently broken up with her boyfriend, Joe. She was going to a big Halloween party with her friend Tabitha and knew that Joe would be there. Katie really wanted to wear something that would make him jealous. The only obstacle to her plan was her father, and that wasn't much of an obstacle. He was pretty easy to fool. Katie settled on a skimpy barbarian warrior getup. She knew Joe played a video game that starred a similarly attired female barbarian. Of course, Katie couldn't match the game character's digital curves, but then no flesh and blood woman could. To get out the door past her father, Katie wrapped a sheet around herself toga style so that it covered the leopard print loincloth and halter and told him she was going as an ancient Greek goddess. When he asked which goddess wore a helmet with horns, Katie replied, "Did I say Greek? I meant Norse." The senior O'Donnell grunted his approval and Katie was off. Meanwhile, Michelle was putting the finishing touches on her makeup when the doorbell rang. She looked at her people, but nobody was there. She opened the door anyway. A zombie leaped out at her with an ear-splitting howl. "Come on in, Ian," Michelle said. "I'm almost ready." The zombie Ian frowned. It was not the reaction he had hoped to get. He shuffled in, picking at a plastic wound on his arm. "Oh, don't pout," Michelle said, giving him a kiss on the cheek. "I've been to seminary. I don't scare easily. I really only have one phobia."
"What's that?" Ian asked.
"I'm not telling," she laughed. She gathered her things and realized something was missing. "Oh no, I left my pitchfork at the church."
"That's okay," Ian said. "We can swing by on the way to the party."
They went down to the car where Ian had left a large and very realistic fake spider on the passenger seat. "Sorry," Michelle said as she tossed it in back. "Not spiders." By this time, the teenager's party was in full swing. Katie looked ravishing in her barbarian costume, but you wouldn't know it from Joe's reaction. He seemed to have eyes only for Amber, who was dressed as Medusa in a short tunic and a wig of fake snakes. Katie began to wish she had gone as a Greek goddess, so she would have an excuse to smite the meddling Medusa. Joe and Amber left the party together after about an hour and a half. Tabitha found Katie sitting in a lawn chair by herself, moping.
"Forget Joe," Tabitha said. "Every other guy here is staring at you. I think you're going to end at least 3 relationships tonight."
It did not cheer Katie up.
What Katie didn't know was that Joe's disinterest was all an act. In fact, he had been driven to such heights of jealousy by Katie's outfit that he could not stop thinking about her even when Amber suggested they park somewhere and make out. Joe's immature teenage hormones channeled his jealousy into thoughts of revenge.
"I've got a better idea," Joe told Amber. "Let's go TP the church."
"I don't know," Amber said. "It's kind of bad karma to mess with the church, isn't it?"
"Don't be superstitious," Joe told her as he pulled into the grocery store parking lot to buy toilet paper.
About this time, Ian and Michelle were turning into the staff parking area at the back of the church.
"Wait in the car," Michelle told Ian. "I'll be right back."
Ian did not follow instructions. He didn't buy Michelle's claim of icy fearlessness and decided to put it to the test. He hid in the bushes by the back of the church. Michelle quickly retrieved her plastic pitchfork, but as she came out of her office, she heard some strange noises from the front of the church and decided to investigate. The noises Michelle heard were being made by Joe, who was giggling as he tossed rolls of toilet paper over the tree in front of the church. Amber sat on the front step, toying with the wig of rubber snakes in her lap. She had a knot of guilt in the pit of her stomach and was wishing she had stayed at the party. The door opened behind Amber. She looked back and saw Satan silhouetted in the doorway waving a pitchfork. Amber screamed and instinctively hurled the rubber snake wig at the devil before bolting away. Michelle reflexively caught the wig. The only thing she was afraid of, it turns out, was snakes. When she looked down in the dim light and saw that she was holding what appeared to be a knot of dozens of snakes, she also screamed, tossed the wig away, and sprinted back through the church in mindless terror. She was still sprinting when she came out the back parking lot door. Zombie Ian grabbed her shoulder as she passed and got a punch in the eye for his efforts. Michelle regained her senses when she saw Ian sprawled out on the sidewalk.
"Oh, Ian," she said. "I'm so sorry. I just thought I saw..."
She trailed off. What? Ian asked blearily.
Nothing, she replied. You scared me, that's all.
I did? Ian asked with a grin.
Yeah, she said. You got me. Nice job. Let's go inside and put some ice on your eye.
On the other side of the building, Amber was demanding that Joe take her home. Joe's back had been turned, so he hadn't seen what had scared her so badly. Amber wouldn't tell him, but insisted they leave immediately. Joe reluctantly complied, even though he'd only got 2 strands of toilet paper over the tree. As they pulled away, he noticed a light in the church kitchen. Through the window, he saw a zombie making out with a devil, while the devil held a bag of frozen peas to the zombie's eye.
Did you know the devil was a woman? Amber asked.
Doesn't surprise me at all, Joe replied. Happy Halloween.